Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Austin, this is pretty dope, right? You're still 20, right?
Yeah. 20. Very young, according to everyone.
20 and on this big TV show. Do you remember the first time you watched an episode of The Voice?
When was that? I think it was probably last year sometime. It was most definitely the American one.
Yeah.
And I saw Adam Levine. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool. You know, and the whole concept I saw looked very dope. Very dope. So I was like, okay, cool. Obviously, at the time, there wasn't one for South Africa.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, well, you know, it's cool. I'll just watch now and again.
Other people, yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
When did you realize, though, that you were a really good singer? What year did that happen?
Yo. I think it must have been just at the end of primary school, end of grade 7, which was, wow, great. I don't even remember. It's been quite a while. But I think that was the time where I was like, okay, I'm a little better than average. Because I would sing for a lot of people without like any hesitation. And they'd just be like, oh, wow, it sounds pretty good. Sounds so good. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should actually consider, you know, taking this really seriously.
Doing it.
Yeah. For like the rest of my life. Because it's always been a passion. Like way before primary school even. Literally from pre-primary school, grade 5. Not grade 5. What do you call this? Creche.
Yeah. Nursery school, yeah.
Yeah, when I was literally about 5 years old.
But you're a really talented guy. I mean, you're this rugby rock star as well.
Thank you. I didn't start playing rugby as early as everyone else did when I was at my school, my high school. I started about grade 9, you know, just to try it out because it looked like a really cool sport. I never really paid too much attention to it before then. So as soon as I learned the rules, learned the game, I was just like, wow. This is really dope. You know, you get to tackle people,
yeah.
You know, and the way they pass the ball, you know, and everything about it is just, it's hardcore, man.
What are the similarities, and I guess also you can say if there are differences between the Voice stage and the rugby field?
Wow. Definitely the similarities would be the pressure of the audience watching, of course. So everyone who's for you on the rugby field, it's similar to the fans on the stage, you know, they're just watching. And even though you know that they're not necessarily waiting for you to mess up, they still want to hear the best from you, you know. So that pressure, it can be a little, you know, like intimidating, if I can say. So, yeah, that's one of the ways I could compare it, I guess.
But you like pressure, right?
I do. It's good. It's good for growth. And I think the more of it that I get, the more used to it I'm going to get. And I'll get over that more easily, you know, each and every time that I'm up there again performing. So that's what's just been happening for me, because I don't usually gig much. That's the thing about me. So definitely after this, I'm hoping to do
a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Tell me about the ideal dream, the big dream. What does the big dream look like? Where does this all lead to? What does it look like at 25, at 30? What's the overarching theme for the big dream?
For my dream in particular. Wow, man, it's a big dream. Let me just start off by saying that, because I've always wanted to work with international artists, people like big names, Drake, who can I say, female artists from that side, even Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Wow, I would take whatever I could get in that business, in that industry, in the States in particular, because I've always looked up to them. I feel like there's something about the way they write music, the way they appeal to literally everyone worldwide. I mean, Chris Brown, to even legends like Michael Jackson, they've always had such an international audience, and I've always wanted to be a part of that market and also, you know, like write legendary, meaningful songs that are timeless, you know? So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to working with people like Drake, because at the moment he's my like biggest icon at the moment in terms of musical influences. So yeah, and Miguel is a big R&B influence.
Cool.
Yeah, I love his music. I love his sound. I'm very similar to him as well. So working with him would be an absolute dream. So those are just some of the long term goals. But depending on how far and how quick this whole thing moves, in terms of my career, looking forward to doing it as soon as possible.
So we've got a good indication of what the career looks like. And, you know, I don't even like asking this, but people are curious. What's happening in the love life space, bro?
Oh, Lord. The love.
Have you seen all these articles about you online?
Man, yeah. The one that I saw was News 24.
Yeah.
The crush of something.
Crush of the week. The man crush Monday.
You know, that kind of thing. And it's weird for me, you know, because I'm very insecure when it comes to that kind of thing. But in terms of relationship wise, I do not have a bae at this current moment. I think that a lot of chicks they're not too understanding when it comes to like musos, especially with me. You know, my goals keep me going forever, man. Like every single day, I'm always thinking about the next step. So, and when it comes to having a bae, you need to have time for that bae, you know, otherwise it's not gonna last too long, man. And yeah, I think it's important for the bae and I to have a mutual understanding about each other's careers and growing together. And so far with me, it's been difficult finding that woman, I suppose.
But certainly a lot of people must want to be your bae, right? I mean, are you getting lots of random messages?
Honestly, there have been quite a few.
What do the messages read? How do they read?
Hi, Austin. Sure, you get this from a lot of other people, but huge fan. Love your voice. You're quite good looking as well, if I might add. Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And
do
I'm like,
respond to everything.
I try my best, eh? Honestly, yeah. I do try my best, but just to show them that I appreciate it. You know, it's never taken for granted. And so I do. I'll be like, thank you very much, and then they want to start a whole conversation, and I'm just like, okay, it's a little awkward because I don't really know who you are, you know. But it's cool. It's very cool. I mean, it's flattering, you know, more than anything.
Do you like the idea of being famous or being recognized?
It's always been a dream of mine, to be honest. Yes, like fame in general is something that I've looked forward to it, but it's not necessarily the idea of having all the hype around me. It's what I could do with that in terms of my music. So the influence on people worldwide is more what I focus on. That's what's always been a dream. Not necessarily the whole thing of like, oh my word, he's this guy, because it becomes way more easier for you to get a big head about it once you pay attention to the whole, oh my word, I'm super famous, I'm super successful, you know. And I'd really love to just stay humble for as long as possible, forever, if I could even say that, because I find that there's much more growth that can be done. You know, you never will know everything about the industry, no matter which industry you're in. So I just try and learn from everyone as possible, you know, as much as possible. So yeah.
Listen, dude, there's no holes to poke in the story here. this is interesting, though. Was your mom works in Dubai, right? She's a nurse.
It's in Saudi Arabia, which is, I think, maybe about an hour or 2 hours away from Dubai. So, yeah pretty much.
And then your grandmother doesn't fly.
No. The last time she was on a flight before that time that she came to watch my performance for the battle was about maybe like 30 years ago.
Really, had to dig deep.
She did. But then again, she's never seen me actually perform in terms of singing. So for her, it was quite an experience. And I begged her. I was like, I mean, come on, at least do me this one favor. Yeah. You know?
And what was her feedback? What did she think?
She was so proud. So proud. And she's just, she was overwhelmed as well. She's like, and how do you do it? You know, there's cameras everywhere. You know, how do you just deal with the nerves? Because she's very shy, you know. But such a loving woman. I'm very grateful that she's been supportive of, you know, everything. Like, she didn't really understand when I was like, you know, I want to do music for the rest of my life. She was like, okay, are you sure? Like, you don't want to get a degree? I'm like, I mean, I would. And I am now. I'm studying music professionally at AFTA. But in terms of pursuing anything else besides music, I could never visualize that. I just feel that I'd be wasting my time, you know. It has to be something musically orientated. So yeah, so I'm grateful she understands that, and she's just with it.
Power. Well, listen, dude, so cool touching base. Wrap this up for us. What is there left to say, Austin?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying that this has just been a platform for me, an amazing experience, and for me, it's just the beginning of my career, and I want to do so much more after this point. If I leave The Voice, depending on whatever happens, whether I win or I drop out, I've got a lot of interesting collabs coming up after this, and hopefully a very good EP or album coming out before the year ends.
Austin Laring, thank you so much for stopping by.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.